With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It wasn't like spilling over into the locker room. It was more like, I get the frustration, but we've got to find a way to channel our frustration, better or different than that, like a penalties or an actions that, hurt our team. That part of it, obviously, addressed it hard at halftime about our poise and what it's got to look like and where it goes. And so to see that happen, okay, that's good. But, I don't know what the difference of penalties, all those things, man, that can't happen. Margins are here. And so, when you make it harder, that takes away from it. So the frustration is not an excuse, I guess, that I'm trying to say, Nikki.
That was Coach Andron Payne and Kinlaw and the fisticuffs that it's the selfishness involved. If you're on that field, you're a pretty daggone good player. We need you to win. We're not winning with you. Our chances of winning without you are decreased considerably. So what about team? What about the brotherhood? That's kind of selfish to me. We've all known that the guy that throws the second punch gets what? Gets caught. We all know that. So you were irritated with that, but not irritated with somebody blocking you like you got Velcro in your jersey. See, that's what I always get confused by. What was it that struck a nerve, but getting blown out your position didn't? Often by two guys, which is pretty impressive. But both those two dudes are so good, and we've seen them play at a high level. That's disappointing. If you've never made the plays that I've seen those guys make, I wouldn't say a word. We've seen them guys ball out. How can you not be motivated to play in a game you play once a week? When we watch other sports, people play multiple times a week. Maybe not as physical as football, but as dangerous. This is not the opener. We've been doing this for a minute, 10 weeks? We still don't know who you are. A team without a personality, to me, is a team without a bright future. Who are you? We keep asking, you keep telling us, but then we don't. What you say don't match with who you are. You tell us this, then you show us something that doesn't look like what you told us. And you're not trying to sell a con. It's not a con. You really believe it. I believe you believe it. Don't you believe they believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the beauty about pro ball is that in most cases, let's take college, for example, they'll just pay you to leave. That's how rugged they are. Rugged is code for rich. That's what it means, rich. Do you know how many people are being paid now not to work? You're so bad that we would rather pay you to leave than to put up with you. Yet all these relationships started off like a cocktail party. Is the season over? Now, some people will get on this very microphone and tell you that the season is over. If you don't believe me, just hang around longer, a few more hours. You believe me? Mm-hmm. Some people are going to profess that the season is over. Okay? I'm not saying one's right or wrong, but it's a nice little way to get your attention in that. I don't believe that. Do you believe that?
That the season's over?
Yeah.
I think this season's over. You can put a fork in us, Doc.
So you believe with the big guy that the season is over?
Yeah, I was looking at this Dolphins game. I mean, I was hoping we were going to get one of these, you know, NFC games between the Lions or the Seahawks, and then, you know, hopefully we get a win over the Dolphins as well. I thought that was going to be an easy game, and they went out and just beat up on the Bills.
What's the easy game look like in this league?
I mean, not necessarily
you
the easy game.
You said it. You said it.
Okay.
What's the easy game look like in this league?
A game in which
Was the Steelers game last night easy for them against the Chargers?
No, it wasn't.
Hey, oh, by the way, have you heard from Big Tony?
But, Doc, I think when teams look at the Commanders right now, they're looking at us and saying, oh, that's an easy game. That's what I mean when I say easy game.
So we're an easy out.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. What do you think Jahmyr Gibbs told his homeboys this morning when he called them?
I just had 15 for 147 and 2 TDs. Easy work. That's what he told them. Easy. Easy work.
So you think they went out and hit the club last night in Detroit?
Probably.
Yeah.
Or they probably partied in our city.
Yeah.
They walked in our trap, took over our trap.
Oh, yeah.
The Lions fans there yesterday. All we're hearing is Jared Goff chants, MVP chants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, part of me.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Over.
One of my benefits of being my age is that I remember when they were winless. I remember that to see that stadium, that's why I'm not emotionally stable enough to go in and look at something and see it taken over. I'm not ready for that. I'm just not strong enough at this point in my life. I saw more Hawaiian blue in that place that I've ever seen in my life. And we played them forever. And they were good. Now, it wasn't like they had Barry. Don't forget that. But I was like, part of me was going, well, there is hope for everybody. Because if the Lions got it going on, then it is. And then Caleb showed up and showed out yesterday. And the Bears got off the hook again. They won again. So we kind of understand what's possible when dudes do more than talk about what they're going to do. they follow up with action. Bears win again in a game that looks like they were gone. And they go turning point of our season, fumbling that ball away and giving the Bears life. You handle your business that night, and it ain't been that long ago. You just two and a half weeks ago, when the majority of people that will call here tonight said, this is us, taking that role. Because in the back of my mind, I love the way the schedule is positioned. Now, Nell, BTP, of course, he forecast this 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when he was doing his Super Six Pack and playoff pitch and all that crap. It's going to be lined up. Question now is that, do you have the guts to put yourself in a position to attempt to run December?
Run December? We got to get through November.
No, but that's it. You got to get to that point. You got to accept that challenge, because it's out. I think that it is possible with the right group of guys. Because let's face it, who's the juggernaut? I mean, you're watching everybody, they ain't a whole bunch of distance. Who's the distance per? Who's that team right now that is running around with blades in their hands, that's just tearing through people? Who is it?
I mean, there's no team that's separating themselves from the – I mean, I would say the Seahawks.
There you go. There you go.
I would say the Seahawks. If I had to pick one team.
Wait. Did you read my? I went to the kitchen. Did you read? You read my notes?
Oh, nah.
Okay. You sure?
Not at all.
All right.
Hey, look, I'm not Linnell.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank God. I'm so proud of you for playing Seattle. Not the sexy choice. That means you haven't watched them play. It just means you just haven't watched them. You know, Harbaugh. That whole mindset. Their clones off, we are going to stop you, because they're all defense first. We have a verbal defensive commitment. You got to admit, our press conferences, when it comes to talking now, man, come on now. Dude, we're rugged. We get to the mic. Nobody displays more violence than we do at the microphone. Then when the game starts, there's been a disconnect. Somebody pulled the plug out the wall when they were talking, because I don't think our guys heard it all. I don't think they hear everything we hear. You can't possibly be saying what he says to us to them in the meetings. You feel me? Be impossible. We all want to play again when we hear them talk at these press conferences. But obviously the players don't hear that. There's some form of disconnect. So when DQ then goes and says, I got this. Who's that remind you? Who just did it? Caveman in Detroit. They lost the game. He said, Slim, I got this. Yeah. I love a dude take action. But I say the same thing I said about him. Were you not at the meetings too? Did you not approve of what was going on in practice? Are you saying you didn't know what they were talking about or teaching? Because that's what it looks like. When you roll up in there and do a John Wayne, the old cowboy hero, in the big screen, not Dallas. I have to make sure I date things, because the young people, I say John Wayne, you don't even know what I'm talking about. Everybody knows, yeah, we got it. Now, you expect, because the head man takes over, DK, caveman did it. They come in, handle business. What do you think the reaction will be defensively when coach jumps back on there and says, I got this? I'm waiting. What did your gut tell you?
I don't think there's going to be a lot that changes. Now, I would like to see, defensively, guys play with a little bit more, you know, tenacity.
Well, then why didn't they do it?
That I don't know.
Why you don't think DQ went in their meetings and said anything?
I will hope he did.
I'm not being a jackass. I don't know if he does it or not. I don't know what he does it or not.
Again, we don't know what our identity is. We're 10 weeks in.
There you
offensively,
go.
We don't know.
Hallelujah.
Defensively, we don't know. Like,
you bet not say special teams, we don't know.
Nah, special teams, trust
me. You
knew
no damn
thing.
Well.
Matt Gay, he did his thing.
They coming.
Noah, he had a good return yesterday. Special teams played tough.
Our special team people, they coming.
The coverage units really
Izzo,
good.
Izzo, going with your bad self.
Yeah, but I feel like offensively, defensively, there needs to be, I don't know. We got to figure something out. But I would want to know what Coach Joe Gibbs would have done had he had some guys fighting, though, Doc. Like,
I tell you what, he changed.
Swinging on a player, hitting a ref.
When we lost 5 in a row, he didn't change anything.
What did he do then?
We just kept doing what we were doing.
Okay.
He believed that the structure was in place. We just wasn't making enough plays. And he don't play. It's what the players do that changes it. This is great if this is translated to a Netflix special. Man, this will have high ratings. But in terms of what influence it has on the game, as far as I'm concerned, I don't buy it. I never have. And I never will. Because you were there the whole time anyway. It's not like you wasn't there. You think DQ cuts corners? Never. You don't cut no corners. You pick the wrong people because they don't believe in the system. They're not willing to die for it. They're doing it for the bag. Remember what I've been trying to tell you. Beware the man that keeps talking about a bag. See, what do we get? How long have I been saying this? Forever. It's the only way you hold people to be accountable. Your system, your rules, they adhere by them, or why in the heck are they still in the game? Why aren't you rotating people? Why are you playing the same people that are failing in the same manner? Why? Somebody must have lost a bet because Rodriguez got to play. What happened? Boy was in there banging. Why is it so hard to do the obvious things? Obvious to us on the outside. We don't know a damn thing about their interior. I'm speaking for myself. But I'm asking myself privately. I said it on X. Why is Rodriguez in the game? I was being a jackass. But that's what I was saying. I felt. Why are you playing him now? Oh, you're actually watching the opponent slam the ball down our throat like it's an exorcism. And you probably had a thought, oh, my. Maybe we should try that. Oh, my goodness. You on the line. All you canines lined up. I appreciate you. We're going to come back and let you get your opinion. We don't have all the answers, but the guy that does have all the answers, what time is he going to be here?
6.
At 6 o'clock. Yeah, the answer man will be here, and it'll be comical. If nothing else, it'll be funny. Stay with us. We'll be back here on Burgundy and Gold today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.